Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to Radio Biafra, live transmission on the morning, this very morning of the second day of April in the year of our Lord 2015. Wherever you are, we welcome you. And as always, and with due diligence, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far western part of this very planet. It doesn't matter what you are doing. It is our morning here. For some people, it is their afternoon, it is their evening, it is their night. It doesn't matter. As long as you do what is right before heaven, as long as you are consistent, as long as you remain resolute and determined, there is nothing that cannot and will not be accomplished. Last night we brought you this very gospel from this very platform. This day we are doing exactly the same. It is our sworn duty to continue this very effort, this ceaseless propagation of this very gospel that will inevitably restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. And in acknowledgement of that obvious fact, we dedicate this program this morning, as we do always, to the glory of heaven, that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised forever and ever. We also do so this morning knowing fully well that very greatest sons, I should say, the finest of them all, of Biafran sons, Oluwadjo Ekwuano, died on this very day many, 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 many years ago in London, as a result of his captivity and the fact that he was living in a foreign land. He died on this very day, the second day of April in 1797. Some of you don't know him, but after this morning you will go and read up about him. I love people of immense intellect. I love intelligent people. This is the forerunner of everything else that came afterwards. He was exceptionally brilliant. His brilliance was so captivating that was when the fear of Biafrans, the fear of Igbo people, started in the hearts and in the minds of white people. His name is Oluwadjo Ekwuano. He died on this very day, the second day of April in 1797. And we also offer his soul into the very safekeeping of Chukwu Abiama that made him possible, or that made it possible for him to travel to the darkness then that was Britain and to bring light to them. He did so through reason, through logic, through persuasion, and through his writings. And that is why this work must continue and should continue. Chukwu Abiama in heaven, the creator and the maker of the heavens and the earth, we thank you once again for making it possible for your children, IPOB children all over the world, to embrace your goodness this very day, and for you to please renew them, strengthen them, and fortify them, give them courage, and give them the sense to endure. You must make them strong. You must make them receptive to what is good. You must also give within them the spirit of truth and that of discernment, that they may be able to hear your gospel and embrace it, that they may rise up collectively against evil, that they may come forward and not to enslave, not to subjugate, not to destroy, not to kill, not to kidnap, but to go forth to bring light where once there was darkness. That is our job, and we must do it. To speak the truth always, Chukwu Abiyama, you must continue to give us your amazing strength. For us to remain consistent without wavering, because we are man, but we have given everything that we are unto your capable hands to continue sustaining us the way that you have done in the past. That is why we pray to you. That is why we worship your holy name. That is why we don't kneel before any other statue. Arusiapirapi. We don't worship any idol. We don't follow foreign gods. We don't kneel or bow before Yoruba people. We are your children. You have created us as such, and we will remain your children now and forever. And Biafra is the land you promised our ancestors. It was a place you gave them for their habitation and for their daily praise of your name, which has now been taken away from us by the forces of iniquity, by those of them enveloped by darkness, by men of evil intention and duplicitous disposition. We have come that you may have mercy. We have come to you, Chukwu Abiyama, that this Biafra may come in truth and honesty, because we know that Biafra is in your gift to give and not in the gift of man. Therefore, we pray publicly. Therefore, we affirm your magnificence publicly to the hearing of humanity, that you are God and only worthy to be praised and nothing else, as you commanded us to in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, that we should not worship any other God apart from you. That is what we do here on Radio Biafra. So that in the end, you will accept our praise, our adoration, our uplifting of your holy name, our magnification of your holiness, that in the end, everything that we offer up to heaven is graciously accepted, and that you, Chukwu Abiyama, will be merciful, that you, as creation, our Father, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, may abide with us now and forever, that Biafra may come and will be offered up to you as sacrifice. After all said and done, after we must have concluded everything that we have come here to do, that your name will endure forever, and that through Biafra, humanity will know that indeed you are God. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, all over the world. The commander of all her forces, and believe you me, there are many of them. In the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven, I will now, tomorrow, and forever remain a dedicated, faithful, obedient, and loyal servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I will serve you with humility. I will serve you with a sense of understanding. I will serve Biafra with total submission to the will of heaven. What it means, therefore, is that we will not fail you. I will not fail you. We will not lie to you, and I will not lie to you. We will not deceive you, I will not deceive you. We will not prevaricate, and I will not prevaricate. We will not retreat, and I will not retreat. We will not surrender, and I will not surrender. On a very personal note, which I must sound, I remain incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow. That will never change. Biafra or death. One of the two must happen. Either Biafra comes or I am dead. One of the two must happen. Because this life is meaningless. Life without Biafra is meaningless. And it is not one that I am willing to countenance. I will not accept it. Biafra or nothing. I will at this point in time, if the very eminent barrister is listening, please ask him to try and join me if he is disposed. He's a very busy man. He is an attorney at law, has to go to court. But barrister, if you're listening and you are disposed, I humbly request your presence. You can contact me via the universal line, which is +44208 133 9976. We are live, we are direct, and for heaven's sake, this is Radio Biafra. What do you expect? We speak the truth here. It doesn't matter who gets upset. It doesn't matter who is adversely or positively affected. It doesn't matter how you feel, as long as we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We must welcome you. The time here now is 20 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning, 20 minutes past 8 a.m. also in London, 20 minutes past 8 a.m. in other parts of the world that share the same time zone with us. But in other areas, it is 21 minutes now past the top of the hour. That is how you know we are live. That is how you know we are direct. And that is how you know that we are coming to you from Biafra land, because we are in our country, in our nation, in our territory, propagating this very gospel of freedom to the rest of humanity. All we want is our freedom. Nothing more, nothing less. The fact that Chukwuma Abiam gave us coal, bauxite, gold, oil, iron ore, is not our fault. Before the white man came, we had all these things in our lands and there was no problem. It is only now that the world is beginning to come to the understanding and realization that what we are doing is essentially correct. The barrister has come to me, accomplished and eminent in his field and profession, but also a very faithful and loyal servant of his nation, his country, and his people. And I will bring to the global audience this very morning the very unique and unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamiz. Barrister, I presume that you can hear me, in which case I have to implore you to please continue, if you may.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister.
Director, you are the commander. Your instructions always and usually obeyed. Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. It's been a long time. I'm sure we are all singing from the same hymn sheet. We always appreciate all of you for the support you give to Radio Biafra, both in finance, both in spirit, and both physically and otherwise. All the support you're giving to the director over there and to the entire people of IPOB worldwide, wherever you are, Chukwuma Abiam will always guide and bless all of you, those that believe we must come out of this slavery, those that believe we cannot remain where we are forever. Chukwuma Abiam will crown all your efforts in everything you are doing for us, in every way that you're supporting this struggle of IPOB. We thank you and we wish you, especially the Easter is coming, for all of you to remain safe and play safe. For the guarantee we give to all of you is that Biafra must be restored. Nobody should waver, nobody should shake. Do not be afraid of what belongs to you. In the end, you shall see the work of Chukwuma Abiam. And that is the name, the whom we stand on, preach on, pray on, and the name that we will restore Biafra. And that's what I wish this morning. Director, I'll stand by. Back to you.
Thank you very much. The very accomplished and very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Bertie Mamizu, who will be with us this very morning, and as time permits, will come back to us to give us his opinion, his views, his ideas regarding the news that we are about to present. Once again, I welcome you. Once again, I make it known to all of you that we are live and that we are direct, and in keeping with our protocol, very shortly following the conclusion of our news presentation this very morning, I will, of course, open these very lines to take your call. If you don't have a pen and paper ready and handy with you, I recommend and I suggest that you do so as a matter of urgency. I suggest, therefore, that you note the following numbers down, please. 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. We are also on our inquiry line, which is 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589, that is our inquiry line. Very, very important you understand that, please. We are also on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on WhatsApp, and the number for our WhatsApp remains +447831308376. I repeat, +44, which is the code for the United Kingdom, 7831308376. We are also on our universal line, +44208133996. When our lines open, you should be able to contact us. If you have any support to offer, people say, oh, when are we marching? When are we marching? How much support have you given? We want to march, yes. But we need to be prepared. And for us to be prepared, we need the assistance of everybody. Anything you can do, if you're a scientist, if you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, we need as many volunteers in different professions as possible. But of course, because you are serving under one banner, you will be commissioned officers or non-commissioned officers of the Army of Biafra. Very, very important. It doesn't matter your profession, even if you're a teacher. We welcome it because we need to teach. We need to take care of. We need to feed. We also need to counsel our soldiers anytime their services are required or anytime it becomes apparent that some bit of counseling is needed in order to keep them in a top shape, both mentally, physically, and otherwise. Very, very important. Instructors, everything, we need them in the Army of Biafra because we need to prepare, not like 1967 when we were ill prepared. We want to prepare. If you want to buy us guns or bullets, we welcome it. Anything you can give in that very regard, we welcome it. But every other person, no matter how small or how big it is, we welcome every support and help in order to help us defend our land against Islam. Because they are coming the same way they have now gone into Damascus. The same way that America has so weakened the government of Assad that now the killers, the murderers, the pillagers, the looters are now at the gates of Damascus. That same way, we will not allow them to come to the gate of Umbidi before we react. We want to prevent them from coming in. If we remember anything we tell you here is gospel. Anything we tell you here is gospel. If you do not, I repeat, if you do not support this very effort now, when the enemies come at the gates and they are knocking, if you call me, I will tell you I don't know who you are. You're asking us to march. We need your support. We need your help to be able to match. Everybody must contribute their quota, no matter how small, no matter how big. Some of you think that we do already, that all over the world people are, no, it doesn't work that way. We need our zonal coordinators, our national coordinators, to be on top of their game, to understand that we are in Biafra land and we are incurring huge expenses to be able to make things work. We have scientists. We must house them. We must prepare them to give us the armaments and ammunition we need. Here in this place, when I'm not going to rely on America or Britain to give us weapons, we will drown. We make our own. Our hands and legs are not broken. Why can't you make the same thing a white man is making? Do you think their weapon system fell from heaven? No, they made it. Because they're human beings and they make these other thinking faculty. Because we are Biafrans, we are going to do the same. And it needs funding. It needs funding, I said. To finish our research laboratories and to make sure that our scientists go to work immediately. We need the help of everybody. We are not against any human being or people or country. We just want to be free. The way we were before the white man came, there's nothing wrong with that. We are not doing what we are doing because we hate Islam. People can have their religion, is their business. What we resent is the encroachment, the forcible encroachment of Islam into our territory. We don't want it. No, we don't, I said. We do not want Islam to forcibly come to this very land. We want to be free. There was no Nigeria before. There was nothing called Nigeria until the drunken harlot came here and named the monkeys and the baboons Nigerians. I am not a baboon, I'm not a monkey, because I am a Biafran. I reason infinitely better than a monkey or a baboon. You are a monkey and a baboon if you are a Nigerian. That is who you are. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening. I will therefore go to our news headlines this very morning, the morning of the second day of April 2015, with the time standing now at 29 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning, to present this very program. The author and abolitionist Oluwado Ekwuanu died on this day in 1797. When Yoruba say they are the most traveled and educated, I laugh at them. They said, we had Bishop Ajayi Crowder, we have this, we have that. But the person that made it possible for Ajayi Crowder to be freed as a slave, the person who set up this global movement you have, you see, Labor Day, you're doing, Labor Congress, Nigerian Labor Congress, this is the man that started it. And he's a Biafran. His name is Oluwado Ekwuanu. An Igbo man. This man read and studied ever before any other black person decided to pick up a pen and paper. There's somebody calling us from France, please. It is too early. The caller from France, it is very, very early, please. Our lines are not open yet. When it does open, you will be able to call us, please. I must tell you, try to refrain from calling. When our lines open, you will be able to call us. He's calling us on a universal number, please. Try and call us later. This man went to school and became a lawyer by the time that Yorubas, we are still trying to master how to prepare Amala. So when they come to you, and I told you that Radio Biafra is their problem, because we uncover the truth. This man is a living example that an Igbo man is the first well-read, learned black person from Africa. A Biafran. What touched me was that he also mentioned Benin. And here you will hear what he has to say. This is for people. I told you, when you listen to Radio Biafra, you learn. All the nonsense they give you in your hopeless, wretched universities is crap, rubbish. All of you from all the Biafrans from Izon, Ishekiri, Urobo, Isoko, all the way to all the people that have the Obi across what we now know as Anioma or Delta territory of Igbo land. There was Benin influence, no doubt, but we are not from Benin. Even this man, as far back as 1750, 1760, wrote about it. He acknowledged the colorful monarchy of Benin Kingdom, but said, we are not part of them. This man, if you go to United Kingdom, if you go to London, you know they respect intelligent people. It's not like in DCOG. If you're intelligent, they say, black people kill intelligent people. In white man's country, if you are intelligent, they will revere you. They respect you and they honor you. If you go there and ask for Oluwadekwu, they will tell you. The foremost, they regard him as the most intelligent black person they have ever come across. And who is this man? He's a Biafran. Go and read his book. Go and read his works so you understand. Ishekiri, Urobo, Isoko, Izon, everybody is a Biafran. There was significant Benin influence, yes, but we are not from there. As far back as 1700s, they were saying it. When people listen to Yoruba media, read their useless newspaper, you become brainwashed into thinking like a vagabond. You don't reason properly. We are not arrogant. No, how can we be? We tell you the truth. If you think by listening to Yoruba media and reading Nigerian newspapers, you become intelligent, you are a fool, a complete idiot. Because even the ones writing are not intelligent enough. Here you get the facts and the figures. Anything I tell you, I back it up with a historical event and I point you to a specific time in history. I don't say things. When I say that we are the first people to become learned from Africa, I have the proof. Not Bishop Ajayi Crowder. No, not at all, Yoruba. We have the master of them all. This is the man that stood in front of white people and argued against slavery, and slavery was abolished 10 years after his death. He was the one that rose up and said no to slavery. Because in his land, they never knew slavery. He was telling the white man, where I come from, I never knew slavery. I don't know what slavery is. Because there, every man is equal before God in heaven and the laws of man on this very earth. That we are blessed as a people. That this man was kidnapped and enslaved and sent to England at a very tender age. That he rose to prominence is as a result of divine providence. That Chukwu Abiama may speak to humanity through the voice of our people, because Biafra is light. We represent the light. And he is here. Oluwadekwuanu, whom we remember today, because on this day he died in 1797. It was not a Yoruba man. And without Radio Biafra, would we have gotten this information? The answer is no. The earliest black person to have ever studied and graduated is a Biafran. A Biafran. And from Anioma, for your information. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. I will tell you what, when you go and read his book, not one, not two, go and type in his name on Google. Begin to read about this. Begin to read everything he wrote. You begin to understand that Chukwu Abiama made some people, I don't know, a intellectual heavyweights. Everything you need to know about who you are, he talked about it. The food we eat, everything, he talked about it. But said in the end, that all men are created equal. They remember him in the UK, you know. In England, they celebrate him. Every Black History Month, everywhere, if you go to Tottenham, if you go, everywhere you have centers of black people, you see his picture there. And he's a Biafran. Not a Yoruba man. Ndiyoshi. We are here now. Hey, how they'll be crying. My goodness. How do we close that radio station down? How do we create fake ones? How do we get people to become confused? How do we get Owasuike to try and do something to disrupt them, to find their station and destroy? You cannot. We can see you, but you can't see us. Chikwebem Mediso, we see you, but you can't see us. If you like, look from now till the kingdom come. You will never find where we are broadcasting from. You will never understand the technology we are using. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. And believe you me, they were built by Biafrans. You'll be shocked. We need our science research institute. Those of you to fund it. I have the engineers. I have them. Including the one that called last night, he's safe. We have them. Oh, Chukwuabia may be praised. I'm telling you the truth. You watch and see what will happen. Before we said no to voting on the 28th, we are saying no on the 11th. We are not going to vote on the 11th. We want total boycott, complete and total annihilation of the zoo process of election. Complete annihilation. Total boycott. We are not going to vote. Make that very clear to the people in the village. Every little thing we get tired. We must sustain it. Sustainability is key. Sustainability. Some of you can even learn something from the terrorist, Buhari. Buhari ran in 2003, 2007, 2011, 2015, and he won. If not for anything else, I respect him for that tenacity. How many of you will have that level of perseverance? Hey, we fought a war and we lost now. Buhari lost in 2003, 2007, 2011. Won in 2015. That should even teach some of you a lesson. Oh, we lost a war. Are they talking about war again? Are we going to... If we lose, we keep fighting until we win. I said, by the time we finish, you will be saying to yourself, we never accept defeat. We keep going until we win. Because eventually we always win anyway. Nigerian, this is a news for our cousins, brothers and sisters in Niger Delta. Our fathers, our mothers in Niger Delta. This is a news for you, please. Nigerian billionaires visit President-elect Muhammadu Buhari. And there is no Biafran in it. There is nobody from Niger Delta. Where the oil is coming from that made all these men billionaires? They became billionaires based on oil from our land. But there is nobody from our land who is a billionaire in foreign currency. There is none. Tell me. Which Biafran is that? There is a billionaire in foreign currency. But Hausa, Yoruba, they are having fun. On your oil coming from Biafra, and you're telling me it is fair. So, okay, we bring oil to the national table of the zoo. What do they bring to the table? Tell me what we can get from Yoruba people that if we sell it, we get foreign currency. Just know, enlighten me, please. I'm waiting and I'm listening. I said, I am waiting. Can you tell me what Yoruba contributes to the national economy of the zoo? Can you tell me what Hausa brings? They tell you tomatoes and onions, alabansa. Which is a lie for your information. We are growing those things before they destroyed our farming in order to colonize and take over everything. That's the way Hausa fall and the terrorist is Boko Haram Islam. That's how they operate. Do you know before they used to sell secondhand clothing in Aba, Okreka, by bail? Do you know where they sell Okreka these days in Kano? Are you aware of that? Some of you, there are things you don't know that sometimes I look at people and I wonder at their level of ignorance. Ignorance, why? You read the Yoruba newspaper. You live in Lagos. You attend the church pastored by a Yoruba man. Your life is over. You're a fool, a complete and utter idiot, Cable. One day you will understand. And by then, like Jonathan, it will be too late. I started giving Jonathan advice secretly for 2.5 years now. People talk, you don't advise Jonathan. I say, I do. For 2.5 years, and I kept saying to Jonathan, watch everything I tell you. You will not do them in the end. You will regret it.
And everything I tell you is going to happen to you will happen. Everything happened to the letter. I said to Jonathan, the only thing he actually listened to was this. I said to him, if you rig the election to the consternation of our WhatsApp people, they will kill you in office. That's the only thing he didn't do. So when the Awasa man announced that the Alamajiri has won, the terrorist has won, Buhari, he gave up. That is the only advice I gave Jonathan he accepted was when I said to him, do not attempt to rig. If you rig, they will kill you. That's the only thing he listened to. And it's over. Completely and totally over for him. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Even the gates of heaven is listening, and the gates of hell can never, ever, ever, ever prevail over us. Can never. I will, my dear brother. I will, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I will. I will. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. Billionaires have now visited Buhari. I was waiting to see if I can hear of a Mr. Hari or Tamuno Tunye or Idawarefa as a billionaire. That says no. The people with the oil coming from their land, they are begging for food. I was an Achin Nama is a billionaire. Hey, my goodness me. Chineke poli hojo. You know, do some of you actually sit down to think about our stupidity at all? Do you sit down and you think about how foolish we are as Biafrans? I'm telling you. Somebody from Maiduguri, Adamawa. Somebody all the way from Katsina, Ala. Somebody from Berlin, Kebi. Is a multi-billionaire in dollars, not in naira. And this man, you are a billionaire based on a product coming from another person's land that you don't own. You have not worked for it. You just got up one day and your father cut a deal and they said, my son, this oil well is now yours. And where is the oil well? Not in Katsina, you know. Not in Brennan Kebi. The oil well is in a place called Owa. In a far-flung country, a place where their predominant religion is Christianity. They don't eat the same food you eat, don't dress like you, don't speak like you, have no value system in common with you, but you own oil well there. Because please have mercy upon us. That level of wretched submission to the will of Muslim drives me insane. It drives me mad. It is here. Billionaires have gone to see Buhari. I did not see anybody from Niger Delta who is a billionaire. And I tell people all the time, Igbo people are not rich. They are just comfortable. You have half a billion naira in fixed deposit account and you say you are rich. You are not, my dear. The rich people have gone to see Buhari. They are billionaires in foreign currency, not in worthless naira. For your information, you got and turned cars in a rubbish. The zoo elections, the betrayer in chief, the man who typifies Yoruba backstabbing treachery, is Obasanjo. He has now congratulated Buhari and has taken. And has taken another swipe at Jonathan. Jonathan, did I not tell you that Yoruba will never love you? Jonathan, did I not tell you to surround yourself with people from Biafra land? Jonathan, did I not ask you to put Biafra forward? If I'm lying, let the world know. I told you all these things in public and in private, and you ignored it all, and today you have been unceremoniously swept away from office. Obasanjo congratulates Buhari and have lambasted Jonathan once again. That is the behavior of a typical Yoruba man. When they tell you that with you, you should start to worry. Buhari's cousins and fellow Islamists, the ISIS, because Buhari created or gave impetus to Boko Haram. Boko Haram, on the other hand, is now affiliated to ISIS as brothers. So Buhari is also a member of ISIS. I just want to let Buhari know that his brothers have now gone to the gates of Damascus. ISIS are there. And some of you must also know that Buhari will call upon ISIS to come here anytime he wants them to, just for your information. Gunmen attack Garissa University in Northeast Kenya. Gunmen. Is it gunmen? No. It's Muslim. It's Islam. Islam has gone again. That is why we cannot afford to come out to vote. Never, ever, ever. We are not voting. Never. Never. We are not going to vote. For your information. Gunmen attack Garissa University in Northeast Kenya. A monkey from the zoo and at least 40 children have been transported into Europe to become harlots and prostitutes. 40 children trafficked. 40 omoe ndiobere, 9 years old, 7, 6 girls missing. They have been taken by a black person, a baboon from the zoo, and sold into slavery in Europe. Black people on black people. They never sell white people, you see. When I sit down to study the behavior and pattern of black people, how they behave, sometimes I start to look around myself and think maybe there's also something wrong with me. The white man taught you how to kidnap people and sell them. And you perfected it. You will not go and kidnap a white person and sell. You come to the village, convince people to give you their daughters. They say, we're going to Lagos and Abuja. They're going to be a house girl. I'll put them in computer school. You take them to Europe to work as prostitutes. Black people. Somebody, Shetima, I don't know who he is, he's saying Igbos played a significant role in Buhari's victory. It is a lie. I am reading this news to let people know that all your lies will be uncovered by Radio Biafra and exposed. We never did anything for Buhari. Buhari never won here and can never win. If he likes, let him go and complete Second Niger Bridge or build it. If he likes, let him coat it in gold, silver, all our channel aid. We will never, ever, ever be part of Buhari's useless zoological republic. Never. If anything Awusa likes, let them do. If you like, go and give birth to many more Wobudo. Come and look for your sons here that wayward Igbo women gave birth to. Make them as a chief, high chief, low chief, gutter chief. Is irrelevant to us. We have Radio Biafra. And our TV is coming. Our TV is coming. So you must understand it. We will never, ever, ever, ever as Biafrans accept anybody sitting at Aso Rock. The person can go to hell. They will come with all they have. We will meet them with all they have. They kill our children. We kill their children. Very simple. Is it difficult to do? Igbo and Anyebugwara. Simple. Do I look like Ifajuna to you? Do I look like the toothless, conniving and thieving Ifajuna Wazirike? Do I look like Wazirike to you? Yes, Woshi. A petty thief who thinks that setting up a criminal organization in the name of Biafra is how you get freedom. Onyush, he doesn't know that freedom comes from heaven. Your hands will have to be clean. Your conscience very clear. The world will listen to you. Not when you're a thief. You go through the back door, they give you 4 million naira, a World Foundation, Ijano Hotel, and they are around criminals and thieves. Igbos did not play any significant role in Buhari's victory. But according to Shetima, he is saying that Igbos did. I don't know where he met those useless Igbo people. Not yet time to celebrate, according to Buhari. He is now reversing the things they said before. It will not take him 2 months to defeat Boko Haram. Jonathan said his own was 4 months. Look at Ihejirika that was doing very well. The Sultan of Sokoto called Jonathan. And I said to Jonathan, do not remove Ihejirika. He said, now remove him. And that was when they finalized all their plans to make sure that Buhari goes in. I said to Jonathan, done to remove him Hijri. He has done nothing wrong. He is doing very well. Boko Haram is on the retreat. Of course, it's the Biafran commanding the field, soldiers in the field. Jonathan uselessly and hope. Jonathan did believe. People don't know this. Ask Jonathan, when Hijri was there, was Boko Haram not being defeated? The answer was yes. Why then? Why did he remove him? He said it's because of the morale of the troops. That most of the troops, Hausa Fulani, they are complaining about being led by somebody who is not a Muslim. The Sultan of Sokoto called Jonathan, told Jonathan to remove the Hijri, and Jonathan did. Jonathan was a useless man. Some of you don't understand what has been going on transpiring behind closed doors. But we'll tell you. Now that he's no longer there. Jonathan, did I not tell you not to sack the Hijri? That Hijri was effective in fighting Boko Haram. You refused. You listened to the Sultan of Sokoto. Did Sokoto vote for you? Did Sokoto vote for you? The answer is no. Not yet time to celebrate, according to the terrorist. The terrorist, the only place in the world where a terrorist is a president. Unbelievable. A killer. A mass murderer is a president. The only place in the world. Welcome to the damnable zoological republic. Welcome to the home of monkeys and baboons. Without brain, no common sense. The only country in the world where a serving terrorist is a serving president. Court grants Tinubu interlocutory injunction against AIT. They have won. Criminals are having a field day in the zoo. Because APC has won, a court will grant him injunction. But the question is this. Is what AIT is showing true or false? It is the truth. It is the truth. Then why is a court? A court that is there to uphold justice, the truth. You don't know that the essence of court is the truth? Two people are quarreling or fighting or whatever, you come to court. It is the duty of the court to establish who is lying and who is telling the truth, and to rule in favor of who is telling the truth in the interest of justice. This is the only place in the whole world, I'm sure, of course, in black Africa, only black people can do this. What is being said about Tinubu is correct, and the judge is stopping it. Welcome to black Africa. Welcome to where lies replace truth. Where evil have also taken over from good. Where men are just simply satanic. Satanic, this UG. Evil upon evil. Their wickedness is second to none. And to themselves, oral and this UG, black people are evil to a fault. At least, whites, they are evil, but they have a little bit, about 10% conscience. Black people, there is no conscience anywhere. Wickedness throughout. Oral. Evil upon evil. That is why Biafra will be different. People are calling us from all over the world. Even from Central African Republic. My goodness me. Everywhere people are listening. We told them that this avalanche of knowledge and superior intellect will wipe them away, all workers of iniquity. So says Yoku Kanyiji. Our weapon is the truth. Is Buhari not a terrorist? I ask you a simple question. Is your so-called general in the Yoruba, is he not a terrorist? I ask you. Can Buhari place his hands on the Quran and say, I have never given one penny to Boko Haram before? Can he swear with the Quran and say, I have never in my life given money to Boko Haram? But today he's a president. Black people make me sick. This UG. They have no class. No taste and no decency. They look like human beings. But they are monkeys. I'm telling you. You are voting a terrorist to become your president. You people are demented. Demented, I'm telling you. Demented. And now the news in greater detail, please. The news in greater detail. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We are live and we are direct. We are in Biafra land. And Chukwa Biamano Nigwe Kikiligwenowa is our God. He is our God. And we must continue. We should continue to do our work by presenting to you the news in greater detail. The news in greater detail. the author and abolitionist, Oluwado Ekwuanọ the Biafran, died on this day in 1797. Before a Yoruba man learned Abibidi, this man was already a lawyer. So when Yorubas tell you that they are the earliest educated people in Western education, that is, tell them to go to hell. How could you say about Biafran is here. That is the proof. We continue. The writer and abolitionist and former slave, Oluwade Ekwuanọ, was responsible for writing one of the earliest accounts of the intercontinental slave trade and became a highly visible proponent of the British slavery abolitionist movement. On this day in 1797, Ekwuanọ died in London, and 10 years after his death, slavery was abolished in 1807 by the Slave Trade Act. That is why I respect the British. No, the English, I should say. In 1807, they sat down, white people, and said, this idea of some of you here going to Africa to go and take people by force and be selling them, we don't want it anymore. That is why I respect them. And I told you before that they are the only people to do this, the earliest to do so. That is why I have regard for them. That there is conscience, even within Britain, they have conscience. Some of them do. They inside their heart, they have conscience. Forget those at Downing Street. Once you go there, you are possessed by Lucifer. You start to talk rubbish. You begin to support terrorists all over the place. Look at Syria and what they did to Assad. I will read an excerpt from an interesting narrative that this man wrote to substantiate my point that we are close to Benin, but not part of them. This was written by Oluwade Ekwuanọ himself. I wish Odenigbo was alive to present a lecture on this very man. Professor Innocent Odenigbo, some of you may have forgotten him, but I have not. Professor Odenigbo, never ever to be forgotten. Never to be forgotten. When I think about Oluwade Ekwuanọ, I think about Odenigbo. Intellectual heavyweights. Heavyweight intellectually. This is from Oluwade Ekwuanọ. I was born in the year 1745 in a charming, fruitful vale named Isaka. The distance of this province from the capital of Benin and the sea coast must be very considerable. In other words, my house and my village is far from Benin and also to the sea. That places him in Anioma from Delta. We're making this very, very clear. Because he used Benin as a reference because Benin had a very vibrant kingdom and political space. Then, we must put this in context as we proceed. I'm reading from an extract of Oluwade Ekwuanọ that he wrote. He told us he was born in the year 1745 in a charming, fruitful vale named Isaka. The distance of this province from the capital of Benin and the sea coast must be very considerable. For I had never heard of white men or Europeans. I don't know who they are. He's telling you. But Benin was complaining about meeting white people. The man is saying, I don't know who white people are. And our subjection to the king of Benin was little more than nominal, for every transaction of the government, as far as my slender observation extended, was conducted by the chiefs or elders of the community. So when they were tutoring him and saying, oh, they used Benin as a reference, he said, if at all the upper of Benin had any influence, it was minimal because I can't notice it. I can't notice it. Because in my village, it is the chiefs and the elders of the village that govern us. Oh, Chinekena. Hello, Tito. Even from the grave, this man is speaking. I will tell you about his book, please. The name gave him, the Portuguese gave him names. They even named him Gustavus Vassa, the African, they called him. The foremost intelligent man to come out of Africa is Oluwade Ekwuanọ, and he's a Biafran. Number one, the light of the world. Number one in the whole world. We are educated. Corona nonsense in Yefe Bandiara. We continue. Liars and cheats, Yoruba. The manners and government of a people, listen to what he said about us. the manners and government of a people who have little commerce with other countries are generally very simple, and the history of what passes in one family or village may serve as a specimen of a nation, which means we were autonomous communities. We never depended on anybody else. It is here. Something written in the late 1700s. My goodness me. This man was writing a full 140 years before Nigeria was formed. Did he mention Nigeria? The answer is no. He wrote about his people, made reference to Benin Kingdom. There was no Nigeria, nothing like the zoo called Nigeria. People ask me, why do I have so much anger and venom in me when it comes to the zoo and black people? I say, because black people are foolish. And it's the truth. They are useless. They claim they know, they don't know anything. Have you ever asked yourself, since when did Nigeria begin to exist? This man writing that went to London, even when he was in London and he was writing, white man never dreamt of Nigeria. In fact, Lugard was not even born. Frederick Lugard was not born. Even Lord Harcourt, the one they named the Secretary of State, that they named Igwacha after, Port Harcourt, was not even born by then. So even the man that created this zoo and the useless harlot of a wife of his weren't even born by then. I don't know. I can't understand. Sometimes, if not I'm in Biafra land, I will just abandon this program. I don't want to be preaching to people who don't reason. I can't stand it. When this man was writing, there was Frederick Lugard's father hasn't even been born. Frederick Lugard, the one that gave you the zoo, your job, we Nigerians. When somebody says, we Nigerians, you and who is doing Nigeria? Do I know what Nigeria is? I have somebody writing, an early scholar, telling us, no mention of the zoo. None whatsoever. And you're jumping up and down. We Nigerians, we have spoken. Chineken. You are lucky I don't have access to a nuclear weapon. I will sink this place. Black people are daft, but what I have here is indescribable, honestly. The level of ignorance. These are people that Orges Okalo bought your wheelbarrow. And wrote it, Youth Empowerment Scheme. Dim a brubi weeper and abari nehi. I want to hear. He said, Chief Sir Orges Okalo, Youth Empowerment Scheme. Wheelbarrow, I ask. Wheelbarrow, nkit. Some of you amaze me. Indeed, you amaze me. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. The whole earth is listening. Humanity. Mankind is listening to Radio. Everybody. Go and ask for Obama now. He's even listening. When I told them Jonathan listens to Radio, they thought I was you. Go and ask him now. He's in his left office. He will tell you that although they criticize him, don't like him, this is compulsive listening. Addictive. You must listen to Radio Biafra. If you want to gain your, if you want to be regarded as intelligent, if you want to understand what is happening around you, this is where you come to listen to news. You learn something. Where else can you learn anything? The new president, General, with a fake useless accent. Muhammadu Buhari is now today receiving billionaires from Chineke Madhebere. I'm arguing her word. You know what we're going to do is, if there is an island somewhere, we just go there and build it as a civilization and start all over again. I told my friends when we left university in London, I said, let's go to Burundi. Let's look for a very small, there were a few of us then. Let's go to a small African country and show them what civilization is, because we read. Let's go and prove it to them. We came from Cameroon, from Ghana, from Uganda, from Guyana. Ms. Dalgetty then. All of us. And the judge as well, who is from Ikwere. We said, let's go to Burundi. We have read. Let us go and build a civilization. Because this place was a hellhole. Nobody could come here to... You can't understand them. You can't understand them here. I mean, how can you reason with such people? But Chukwabiama said no. That we have a commission. We have a job to do. And that's the job we are doing today. And we praise him for that. Zoo businessmen and billionaires have now visited Jonathan. Let's give you the news in greater detail. Business and political go hand in hand. Pictures have emerged of Nigerian billionaires. What are their names? Aliko Dangote, Adewale Tinubu, and Femi Otedola. I'm waiting for a Biafran name to emerge. There is none. Femi Otedola, Tinubu Ndioshi, and Aliko Dangote. Where did you get the money from? They will tell you, we got it from Nembe. We got it from the oil fields in Wari. We got it from Eleme. We got this money from Okwa. We got it from Aguleri. We got this money from our mama. You got the money from another person's land to become a billionaire? Yes, of course. Why is that? How is that possible? Because we convinced them that we are one Nigerians, you see. As they were doing one Nigeria, green, white, green, and going and doing fishing, we came in with our white friends and we took their oil. That's how we became billionaires. And today, we are here to felicitate with the new president who will make us even richer by giving us even more oil. Chai. Oh God. Now you understand why I castigate you people. We continue. The former president of the zoo, Obasanjo, has released a statement congratulating the zoo president-elect Buhari. He, however, could not resist taking another swipe at President Goodluck Jonathan. He also released a statement. Obasanjo, this man is not even worth talking about. With so much harm already done to many national institutions, including the military, which proudly nurtured you and me, you will have a lot to do on institutional reform, he's telling Buhari. National institutions, they're talking about military. Education, healthcare, economy, security, infrastructure, power, youth empowerment, agribusiness, oil and gas, external affairs, cohesiveness of our nation, and ridding our land of corruption. Obasanjo, you knew all these things. Why didn't you do it when you were in office? As they say, hindsight. Nigeria is blessed with men and women of goodwill, character, and virtue. Only Yoruba and Hausa will keep ruling, of course. Across the board. And you can mobilize them to join hands with you in the reform, repairs, and redirection that will be imperative to put Nigeria on the zoo, on the fast-track lane of good governance, unity, cohesiveness, development, and progress. Why always unity? They always emphasize unity because they know we are disunited. They know we are... Obasanjo, may I please have a picture of a Nigerian woman, please? And then you see what will happen. Dressed in Nigerian attire. And also... a picture of a Nigerian man dressed in Nigerian attire. Then you will see pandemonium breakout. Obasanjo is encouraging, telling the military. What is the military? Have you fought any war before and won it? Britain came to fight for you against we Biafrans. That was how you won. Even Chad is helping you. Niger Republic, Cameroon is helping you. Have you ever fought a war on your own before and won it? Your so-called brave men. How much do you pay them? 50,000 naira a month. Some 40,000 naira to go and die. How much do you have as a so-called military man? Billions upon billions of dollars, baboons and monkeys. Wretched, wretched souls. Buhari's cousins are at the doorstep of Damascus. They have gone in. ISIS on Assad's doorstep. This terror group have now seized the refugee camp, which is home to 18,000 people in the deepest foray yet inside the Syrian capital. The Islamic State militants infiltrated a Palestinian refugee camp in Damascus yesterday, marking the terrorist group's deepest incursion into the Syrian capital and the seat of President Bashar Assad's power. They want to unseat Bashar al-Assad because Obama wants ISIS to take over Syria. Obama is an Islamist, and the world do not know what is going on. Americans are just sleeping, watching, while the world is being overrun by Islamic terrorists. Americans are keeping quiet. Obama should be impeached. Obama should be impeached, I said. I'm telling you. We continue. Gunmen attack Garissa University in northeast Kenya. People think I'm a useless black sentimentalist. I don't believe in sentiment. That is why you people are poor. Sentiment that has no place when you shine the cold facts of day on it. Do you have water, electricity, good education? Is your reputation and standing around the world still intact? Are you doing everything you can for democracy? Are you propagating your values, not supporting evil? Obama stood up and said election in the zoo was free and fair. Chineke kweli hojo. Once a black man, always a black man. Always supporting evil. Always supporting evil. We continue. Masked gunmen have attacked a university in the town of Garissa in northeast Kenya, according to the police. Ongoing gunfire could be heard from the university premises. Witnesses said the explosion and heavy gunfire rocked Garissa University College early on Thursday, and ambulance were already at the scene. Local media reported that the gunmen have taken hostages inside the university complex, according to a spokesman. Who are the ones doing the attacking? Muslims. Islam. As always, they never fail you. They will always come to kill. And very soon, they will start attacking UNN. Franca Asemota is accused of money laundering and trafficking at least 40 children from different villages in the zoo into the sex industry in Europe. She's an Edo woman. My goodness me. 40 children. I told you that white people, they are evil, but they have conscience. Black people are evil without conscience. There's no conscience at all. 40 children into sex slavery in Europe. So she can come back to Benin and be madam and be driving a car. Wicked people. According to Shetima, Awosa Burukwa Bata 6, Borno State Governor Kashim Shettima has dispelled insinuations in certain quarters that the victory of the president-elect President-elect General Muhammadu Buhari was made possible by four geopolitical zones, excluding Southeast and South-South. According to him, the Igbos of the Southeast geopolitical zone were silent forces that played significant roles in the victory of Buhari of the APC at the just-concluded presidential elections. The governor stated this while addressing reporters after his return from Abuja, where he went on Tuesday night to join other leaders of the APC ahead of Buhari's declaration as president-elect. He said, because the world now knows that Awosa voted for Buhari. Yoruba voted because Yoruba, they are backstabbers. They will always stab you in the back, so it's not a surprise. The conspirators voted for the terrorist. We did not vote for the terrorist. We did not even go out to vote. Those that did, of course, voted for Jonathan, not for the terrorist. A terrorist is in power. Shetima is saying Igbos, look at the way they are describing Igbos, like beggars. Oh, please, you see Igbos, please don't discard them. They are doing a job for us. When we want to build a house, it's the Igbo man that sells us building materials, you see. When the bicycle of our children is spoiled, Igbo man will fix it, will repair it. When we have a problem with our ceiling fan, Igbo man will come and fix it. So, please, you people shouldn't discard Igbo man. Please, leave them. They voted for Buhari as well. They played a silent role. It is playing up this very morning. I don't know how we can continue. We are back again now. We lost connectivity for a short while. That is why we need that very equipment.
we lost connectivity very, very briefly. Very, very briefly. We must please try and get it back. This morning, I don't know how we are going to continue with it. It keeps breaking. Our network keeps breaking here. It is breaking. I don't know how we are going to do it, but our network is breaking. It is breaking. It is breaking. I don't know what we're going to do about it. It is breaking. Welcome back, wonderful people. We had a very serious break in transmission, but we are back right now. Wherever you are, we're welcoming you back again. These are the problems we are talking about. These are the limitations and the crippling effects of having to broadcast from the Zoological Republic that people don't understand. Our broadcast is persistently subject to intermission, and we don't like it. I don't like it. It doesn't portray any degree of professionalism. Is not very good. We know that people who don't have taste are accustomed to making do with every rubbish that comes their way. Here we insist on the very best. That is why we need that very equipment as quickly as possible to stop all this nonsense from happening. I don't know for how long we are going to have to deal with this. I do not like it one bit that we are broadcasting in the middle of our news presentation. All of a sudden, no more signal, no network to carry this very effort, to carry this very message to London. From there, it is sent into space and then to your homes. Very, very important that the Directorate of State does everything within its capability to ensure we acquire this very equipment. We need it. We need it urgently. We do need it now, not just tomorrow. We need it because our transmission was cutting and we couldn't continue. I am having to go back once again to try to recap the news for you and then continue from where we stopped. But once again, we must welcome all of you back. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And we are in Biafra land on the morning, this morning of the second day of April in the year of our Lord 2015. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Whatever you are doing, we ask you to come and be with us. Please, 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 I'm sure some are still listening via CHK 97.6 across Biafra land, in Iguacha on 88.0. Those of you listening to us via satellite all across Africa, we welcome you because Radio Biafra is also a satellite broadcaster. We also welcome those of you who have joined us from right across this very planet online as well at radiobiafra.co, the ones at tuning.com, those of you on ipob.org, the ones on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, and very many of you I now know who are on rblworld.tv. We have no sister stations, we have no brother stations, there is only one Radio Biafra, and here we preach the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We must continue. We presented a headline earlier that today marks the anniversary of the death of Oluwade Aquino, who is the foremost African scholar of all time. I mean, black Africa, so to speak. Very, very important. We acknowledge that. And we know that Chukwu Abiam is keeping his spirit in safekeeping. We are also reporting today that Billionaires Club went to go and see Buhari, and there was no Biafran in sight because there is no Biafran who is a billionaire in dollars or in pounds. The only billionaires in the worthless Naira. Those of them. And who are these people? They are Yoruba, they are Hausa. There is no Biafran there. We also brought to you information that Obasanjo, the backstabbing Yoruba conspirator, have once again now congratulated Buhari and have told Jonathan how incompetent he was in office. We are also reporting this very day that ISIS is at the door of Damascus. They are going to defeat and overthrow the government of Bashar Assad, who incidentally the world refused to grant any help to
I don't know how Obama can encourage Arab Spring in the Arab world for Arab people to overthrow corrupt regimes when it comes to our own here. No, because we, like him, we are baboons and monkeys. Very sad indeed. Arabs can overthrow their corrupt regimes, but we are not allowed to carry out a revolution here, so says the American president. We continue. We're also reporting today that masked gunmen from the Islamic world, as usual, they are the only killers we have. They have now attacked a university, Garissa University, in northeastern part of Kenya. They have now attacked Garissa University in the northeastern part of Kenya. And we will continue to present our news in detail from this very point in time. Masked gunmen have attacked a university in the town of Garissa in northeast Kenya, according to police, as ongoing gunfire could be heard from the university premises. Witnesses said explosion and heavy gunfire rocked Garissa University College early on Thursday, and ambulances were already at the scene. Local media are now reporting that the gunmen have taken hostages inside the university. Police spokesman Zipporah Mbroki told Al Jazeera that the situation is ongoing. The attackers shot the guards at the entrance of the university. Police officers responded, but the attackers managed to get into the university, she said. We can confirm two watchmen were killed. We cannot confirm student casualties. Who are the ones carrying out this attack? Muslims. 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 And they have Obama to defend them from the White House in America. We also reported that a woman has been caught trafficking little children into Europe. Trafficking little children into Europe for the sex industry, which is very sad indeed. Little children being abused. And who is this woman? What is her name? Her name is Franca Asemota. She's only 36 years of age. Franca Asemota is the one responsible for moving little girls from Benin and Edo to go to Europe for prostitution. She has now been arrested. She is a woman suspected to be the ringleader in a sex trafficking gang that used Heathrow to smuggle children into Europe. She has now been arrested here in the zoo. The police held Frank Asemota, who is 36, on suspicion of money laundering offenses in an operation coordinated by the National Crime Agency. She is facing extradition to Britain, where she is wanted for organizing a network that trafficked young women, mostly aged under 18, from remote Edo villages into Europe, using Heathrow Airport as a transit hub. The girls were promised education or jobs such as hairdressing in countries including France and Spain, but were forced to become harlots. Very sad indeed. Black people for you. Shettima was saying that Igbo people played a significant role in the victory of the terrorists, but that is not correct. The terrorists won with the help of other terrorists in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North and also with some Yorubas. If you don't know that Buhari is a terrorist, then you are even more demented than I had thought. Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. Buhari is the one that said he will kill all of you if he doesn't win, and he did. Buhari is the one that threatened to soak every baboon in blood, all of you, to soak you in your own blood if he fails to win. And Obama came to his rescue. The British came. And of course, his brother rigged him into power. Atahiru Jega. Even this terrorist is now saying that it's not time yet to celebrate or to call on him to perform signs and wonders. The Oyo State chapter of the Nigeria Labour Congress has congratulated the terrorist on his victory at the presidential election, but the Labour Union warns that the time for celebration is not now. The chairman of Oyo State NLC chapter, Bashir Olarenwaju, who spoke at an event organized by human rights group Amilcar Cabral Ideological School in Ibadan on Wednesday, said that the president-elect was surrounded by corrupt personalities. Are you now knowing? But he's there as the champion and crusader of clean government. But he's a thief. Anybody that... Anyway, you're black people. What do you know? We continue, please. I don't want to waste my time trying to understand the brain of a black person. That will be for Einstein in his next life to unravel the amount of idiocy that is contained in the brain of a black person. and Ikeja High Court in Lagos on Wednesday granted an interlocutory injunction. What an English. Restraining the African Independent Communication from further airing a documentary on the former Lagos State Governor, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the greatest thief of all time. He has stolen more than Omar Odigo. The injunction was granted by Justice Iyabo Akingube, who herself, Iyabo has made some money herself as well. You know, it's a good time to be a judge in the zoo. Or, you know, bribery. Oh, this place. Black people. And their penchant for evil. To do what is wrong. The injunction was granted by Justice Iyabo Akingube, who had earlier on March 18th granted an interim order restraining the broadcast station from airing the said documentary. Is what the documentary is saying wrong? The answer is no. The documentary is abundantly correct. Therefore, why are you intervening in freedom of speech, in freedom of expression? Because you are baboons, because you are monkeys, you are not developed enough mentally. You are incapable of reasoning. This OG, incapable. What is wrong with the documentary? The documentary is the truth. Why then is it not being allowed to be aired? That is something you need to understand and ask yourself very, very difficult questions. The All Progressives Grand Alliance, ABGA, has rejected the results announced by the Independent National Electoral Commission in Anambra State, stating that the electoral process was manipulated at the collation stage by the PDP in the area. What is new? Did Atahiru Jega not manipulate the result in Abuja? It doesn't matter. If you accept to go and vie for political office, you accept that you can rig yourself into office or be rigged out. Because all of you are the same. All of you are thieves. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And I'm sure by now people have been waiting for a very long time. At last, at long last, we open our lines. I don't know if the barrister is still close by. If the barrister is, I will welcome him to please come to us. I will welcome the very eminent barrister to come to me to continue our presentation this very morning. We were rather very rudely and in a very crass manner interrupted by the failures of the infrastructure of the Zoological Republic. But we are back on now. We are transmitting live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama in heaven is God. Therefore, we welcome each and every one of you back once again, wherever you are. And our lines are now open. And I presume that also our universal line is working. And also that our Viber line is also working. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, we welcome you. And this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Immensely and totally, we welcome you from wherever you are listening to us from this very beautiful morning here in Biafra land. Very sunny and very hot already. We are going to the line as we expected to, and we are going to go to our first caller today. And for those of you who don't have our number, here it is once again: 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. The caller on the phone, please turn your system down, move away from where you are, then give us your name and where you're calling us from. You will proceed to say whatever it is that you have to say. But before I go to the line, the barrister has come to me and I must defer to him. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, despite all the interruptions, despite all the glitches, despite all the works of iniquitous men and women in this damnable Zoological Republic, we are back live once again. Barrister, I presume that you can hear me, at which point I will please ask you to proceed. Barrister, are you with me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I say thank you once again for the reportage of this news, and remain equitable. We cannot be knocked off air. We still bounce back to finish where we started from and what we have started. Director, yes, you are right. All the billionaires and millionaires are visiting the zoo master, the terrorist himself, so that they will carry on where they stopped from. They will carry on enslaving our people. Shetima says they are bringing back to the terrorist that the evil supported. That is rubbish. It is a way to carry on subjugating our people, to get them to carry on obeying the laws of the zoo, to assist their inclusive in this particular regime that has brought terror, brought mayhem, brought death, brought disunity in the unity of our people. And that is what we have vehemently rejected. The call off of the election in Biafra land continues, and we cannot hesitate to tell our people, stay indoors. You warned them before, those who tried it, only few of them went back home safely. The rest are dead. And of course, there's no repentance in the grave. When you die, you won't even realize that you're dead. It's only those who are alive will feel the pains of the dead ones. My people, wherever you are, do not go out on the 11th. We reaffirm from what we have said before, because it can only bring death to your families. It can only bring mayhem to those around you. Biafra must come, and the best way to maintaining our efforts is to keep away from anything zoology, from anything from that contraption. If we keep away, we can maintain that latitude that we are not part of the zoo. You go and vote. Our people say, Una ulagberosin, ososhiri. If you enter into balloting and thumbprinting, you become part of that zoo. I've forgotten to thank our own brother who was here before all of us, who died in 1797. As Arito was saying earlier, a man who laid down his own life for so that we will know what we are doing up to today. Biafrans, an Igbo man who told you the history, again reaffirming that Benin is not part of us, but they are our neighbors. If they wish to join us, Director, I've said it over and over again, it could be negotiated. A brother was sending a message. Odonuju, I got your message. That our cousins, the Izons, saying they are sorry. They want to reconcile with us. But I followed their youth. I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, apologizing for what their parents did. You, our cousins, we have welcomed you back into the fold. You are part of us. You cannot apologize enough. You are part of us. Whether south, south, east, east, north, north, as far as you are a Biafran, you cannot apologize enough. Radio Biafra is uniting anybody and everybody that belongs to this particular unit, that belongs to the restoration of Biafra, in truth and in honesty. You are part of us. We welcome you back. This struggle belongs to us. All of you should keep away anything to do with Nigeria. Keep away. Nigeria has expired. All this renewal of an old, it's like an old bread. You are going to buy and eat it again. Your stomach will run eventually. Buhari has not been known as a man of peace. He has not been known as a man who loves dear friend. Few weeks or few months ago, he reiterated, if the war comes again, what he did before against the Igbos, he will do it over and again. Now, some of us stupid people that believe in corruption, believe in pittance, believe in 10%, according to HMFO, they will rush down and rush back to embrace him so that they will get some crumbs. But if you are well-known Biafran, you remain fixed. If you are somebody who believes that our children are supposed to be educated, this is why when I look at Jonathan, Jonathan is a big fool to forgive him will be very difficult. Jonathan saw what our people are suffering. Instead, he went and started feeding Hausa and Amajiri people and building schools for them. But he did not build any in his own land. Go to our own places. See how Jonathan has polished our roads. You see the education? What did Jonathan do for us? Is a disgrace to our community. Regardless of what we say here, Jonathan did not represent us, and I'm not happy because I used to think he's a man to be reckoned with. After a while, I realized Jonathan is only but a fake human being who is always afraid of Hausa and Boko Haram. Never did anything for his people. All he was trying to do to please the Hausa Fulani director will always tell you, no matter what you do to please the children of your girlfriend, they will never call you daddy. You've done best to please the Hausa Fulani and your Yoruba people. What did they do to you? They kicked you off. And it's so disgraceful the way you came out of that office, your Jonathan. It's embarrassing. You're going back home. The least you do is to go to Namibia. I tell you, if it's time for you to run, better run. Because I'm sure that Buhari will definitely arrest you, as Obasanjo promised you. That Buhari will arrest and he'll probe you. Not only that, you didn't look after us. You enriched yourself. One man, 11 aircraft, another embezzlement. What a shame. Better. I hand this back to you. Good morning. I need to rush off. Thank you
very much. And thank you for that, for sparing the time to be with us. The very eminent, accomplished barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezi, thank you very much for that. Our lines are now open. I have somebody on the line waiting. The caller on that very line from Germany, I presume your name and where you are, please. In Germany, that is. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I have a caller from Germany on the line. Can you hear me?
Good morning, director. I can hear you clearly.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm okay to call up a caller from Germany.
Yes, which part of Germany are you in?
I'm in the city of Hamburg.
Close
to Hamburg. Not, yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have attended the meeting here several times ago. I really appreciate the good work you are doing back from there. So I'm also from Ipere, Botswana. So I always see myself as a Biafra, and there are some points of issues that you normally talk online. Any man from any citizen of Botswana or from any part of River State who doesn't see himself as Biafra, I think I regard that person to be a fool. You cannot see an Igbo man, he said, Igbo man. You cannot see any man from Igbo, you will see him as your brother. Because, are you hearing me?
Please continue, loud and clear. Concentrate on what you're saying and go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. So, there are some areas of points you normally make. I think, what you're saying is clear and truth. Coming in area of good luck, I think I see him as a disappointment to us, but half on time I see him as a woman, but I don't know how to direct it.
We have lost that very caller. We have lost him. We must continue to go to the line to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Chinonso Burak from Imo State, but I'm calling from Aba.
Go ahead.
So I want to thank you for your work that you have been doing for us, the Air France.
Yes, go ahead.
So I want to ask you for one thing. I saw people press your poster in our street saying that you are that when the naked you and the rest of them, and asking people who put the poster there, but they couldn't answer the question correctly. So I want to know whether it is you.
What has the question you're asking me got to do with Biafra restoration, if I can ask you? The question you're asking me, what has it got to do with the restoration of Biafra? That's what I want to ask you.
No, they said that was
I will ask you, are you listening to me, what I'm saying? I said, what has the question you're asking me got to do with Biafra?
No, I just want to know whether it's
you. I will ask you again, what has the question you're asking me got to do with Biafra? None. Absolutely none. And he has run away. People think we engage in gossip and idiocy here. People born on the streets. Very sad indeed. Their end is very, very close, isn't it? Their end is close. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Good morning, sir, director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm A5 Nadife from Enugu, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Sir, I be interested for this army, Biafra army. So I be trying your number, please. So your number is always busy. So I don't know how I will get to join this Biafra army, sir.
Yes, your number is here, ending in 9305. Your number ends in 9305, which means we can take that very number down and then call you back. We will call you and somebody will call you at the appropriate time so you can come out and join us.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And even heaven is listening. We are live and direct. I have another caller on the line. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, director.
Good morning. My throat is going. Good morning. Please go ahead.
I'm Chinon Sonyes Libam from Uli, Anambra State, from the Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. My voice is back.
Director, I want to appreciate you for your good work.
Thank you.
Director, God Almighty, we bless you.
You say, and you too.
Director, in fact, I just want to tell you that if it is only this place, I strongly believe on you. Today, if Biafra did not come, you have done it all.
The Biafra will come.
I want to appreciate you.
Thank you. Biafra will come.
But he must come.
It will come. Of course it will.
He must come to accomplishment.
You say?
You have done it. In fact, I'm still a student. I don't have much to contribute. My work is to go out. Since I don't have money to give, my work is to go out and educate people over this. I have continued telling people, even when I enter inside school, even the school management, I've continued telling them that this must be, in fact, it must come to pass this very year. Whether they like it or not, whether devil like it or not, we are not the same thing with our people. We don't have any biological relations with them. We don't have any geographical relations with them. These people, if you are traveling from here to north now, you will be tired sitting inside motor. We don't have any the same culture with them. Any people, anybody who thinks that they can continue joining us with these people like this.
Have we lost you?
And it's total confusion and lie. We can't continue staying with them. Thank you, director. Next time, I will get back to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And if you are a student, you have nothing to offer, nothing to contribute, no time, no effort, no energy, you go out and continue to spread this very gospel, especially in areas where CHK 97.6 has coverage. You go there and you begin to spread this very gospel to the people around where you are. Very, very important. Extremely important, please. We need to make sure that this message gets into every nook and cranny. We need to make sure we continue this very work that we are doing. We need to make sure that all enemies of Biafra are defeated, both those within and without. We need to make sure that we do not relent, we don't retreat, and we do not surrender. Here on Radio Biafra, wider IPOB, that is our attribute, we never, ever, ever, ever go back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I am Ugala Chimendo. I'm calling from Isialangwa North.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, I thank you so much for all you have been doing for us, me, dear friends. You have been there for us, and God Almighty, we continue to bless you.
You say, and bless you too.
And I'm here anytime, any day to support you in any way. This is my number. Call me if you need me. On Biafra soldiers, I'm interested. So anytime, any day, I am here for you, and I will support you people. Even if it will take all my life, I can do that. So.
Thank you very much, and that is exactly what we will do. When the time comes, we shall call upon you. We will come to you to let you know what you can do for your country. We are live and we are direct, and this is Radio Biafra. We are on this very morning of the second day of April 2015. The time now, 17 minutes past 10 a.m. in the morning. We are heavily, heavily interrupted before, but we are back on now again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm in Kepol, from Enugu. I don't know why I can't get Radio Biafra this morning online. I say I should try now. My director, I just want to contribute, and my contribution will be a kind of question. And I want to ask the so-called world powers this question. My question goes this way. I know that they are ostensibly the mathematicians' infinities. I want to ask them, how many black heads will equate a one white head? Haven't we done the men and the mayhem in the country? So, self-determination race is not a bad idea. That means the struggle is not a bad idea. I want to say that I am sorry to be behind you. And once more, I want to thank and congratulate you both.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. I will answer your question. That is not enough. Why black people are not seen as human beings? They are monkeys and baboons. Therefore, you can kill as many of them as possible. You can experiment with as many of them as possible. To actually compare them to a white life is not possible, because you cannot. They will not allow you to kill their people, but they will also kill yours. How many blacks have been killed under Obama in America by white people? What became of them? They didn't even make it to court. I think one went to court and they acquitted him. As simple as that. You see people committing all manner of... In fact, anyway, black people kill themselves. So what do you expect? What do you expect? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you, director. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Shimshetam Onyekachi Oji.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Degema, Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Degema Street, Aba.
Thank you.
Director, I have been trying this number for a long time to get you. Many people have been saying things that I want to contribute, but there's no way of getting this.
But you have gotten through now. This morning you are live.
I thank you immensely for your good work, for what you are doing. Director, one thing I want you to know is that we Igbos, I warewu, majadu warewu chinchim, ona apumiri. So, Igbo man, if he don't suffer, he will never hear. If he don't receive pay, he will never obey. I think have you come out from the into the road to see traffic jam? When an army or any postman come and hit 2-3 drivers, you see the traffic jam will clear within a space of time. You can see that people purposely make the traffic jam because this is how we are. This is the nature of Igbo man. We don't want to learn on our own. We want to learn by force. So what I'm telling you is that no matter the people may be, how people may be trying to hinder you are doing, hinder what you are doing. Go on. People like me in particular, I don't know about others. I'm 100% behind you.
Thank you very much.
I have been longing to go. I have been longing to phone you for a long time. Right from the time the Yoruba boy commented, I wanted to talk, but if I you say let me talk about it, it may seem as if I'm drawing you back. Anytime, any day you think that we will match, I will go in. But now, I think I'm occupied with some problem in the family that will not allow me to come out and join the family fully as of now. But any time, director, person like me, if I have money, I will send money to have a special gun for myself. Mostly, a gun with a telescopic sight and a small gun with a silencer is okay for me. Remember that in this Nigeria, English people say charity begins at home. Before we go on, there will be a clearance inside Nigeria or inside Biafra. Some people will be eliminated. If not, the saboteur will go on. And remember when we are fighting three groups. The Yorubas, the Hausas, and the Nigerians. So remember how we are, how small we are. So before we move, we'll be equipped well. Don't mind the people that are saying, today, let us go tomorrow. They don't know anything. That is the little I can contribute this morning.
Thank you very much for
next
that.
Next time, if God should allow me to connect you once again, I know you are the Moses. Don't mind people saying, let us go back to Egypt. Because they know what they are getting to from Egypt. We are going to Egypt. We are going to the promised land. The land that God did for us. That's where we are going. Thank you, director. And thank you for your good work.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And we are in Biafra land with the time now standing at approximately 23 minutes past the hour of 10 in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name, please, and where you are?
I'm calling from Anambra State.
Anambra State is many. From Onisha to Newit Walker. Where exactly are
I'm
you?
I'm calling from Umbo.
From Umbo. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. What is your name?
Okay. I'm Carl by name.
What is your full name, please? Your full name.
I am Carlo Uduma.
That's better. That is your full name. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Fine. I wonder, I can't understand exactly because I'm with my phone right now and I'm hearing another discussion with another listen on radio.
Which radio is
this
that?
One from listen.
Are you about to talk to us or are you listening to a radio? Because you shouldn't be
okay,
listening to your radio.
You people should stop deceiving people.
Yes.
You should stop deceiving people and causing problems in the country.
Which country is that?
If you
want to discuss with me, you speak like a human being. I'm not shouting at you. Calm down and make your point. Don't speak like a monkey. Calm down and debate. I said, which country is that?
If you are not engaged in one thing or doing or the other, you
better. Oh my God! Look at this. Listen. Are you willing to listen? Are you going to listen? Yes, are you going to rant like an animal? Are you going to listen, you baboon? Are you going to listen? Mad fools from everywhere. Baboons and monkeys. You can't debate. Oh, John, are you afraid? Then I will ask you a question. I want you to calm down. If you finish speaking as the idiot that you are, then I'll ask you a question. And then you will unravel. That's all. I can give you all the time in the world to speak. After that, only one question is all I will ask you. Then you see how foolish you are. Mad, mad people everywhere. Baboons and monkeys. And now your terrorist has gone into power. Mad people in the zoo. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good morning.
Yeah, I can hear you, Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, please, allow. There are animals, eh? Hello.
I can hear you. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down or walk away from your radio. Animal no karakariya ba. Too many animals everywhere. You look at them, they look like human beings. You don't know that, but chineke nekuli hojo, black people. God forbid. God forbid bad thing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Animals are and there are human beings. It doesn't allow the animals to defend you. Concentrate on human beings. Please, concentrate on human beings. Don't allow animals to distract your attention. We human beings, cause the animals are solidly and 200% behind you. Could you know, director, that one hour man called me on business, no?
We are listening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. We are listening.
We are on business. He came to me and bought something maybe 1 year ago. Then, I don't know what come up for discussion. I told him I'm a different. Later, how long you want to have him? Do you know that he gets it? I am not.
Your line is breaking. Can you hear me?
Okay. We'll call back later.
Please call back because your line is breaking and we cannot hear what you're saying. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and I presume that our lines are holding. We are transmitting. Okay. For now, we are transmitting. Okay. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Innocent Owele. I'm calling from Paul Anita, Canada, number 6.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, brother, I thank God I get to this morning because I was devastated and that I was so puzzled this morning by what this guy called Canon of a guy. Director, please, we need to do something because we realize that there are some idiots, some animals that are living in Jasan and that we need to sanitize.
too many of them.
Canon of a guy, or what do you call his name? Please, if he can send his number for us, we locate him. We are close here to him. We locate him and finish him up. Because that guy is not worthy to live in Biafra land. What talk of Asari Iboma? I think that guy gives bed the outer man on our
I was standing there, was out to remain. Anything I tell you is correct. Anytime you look at somebody, he's saying our country, and I asked him, which country are you talking about that is your country? He started ranting like an animal. Started to rant. I said, wait, I will give you time to speak. After speaking, then I will respond to you. He ranted and dropped the phone and ran away. Cowards that they are.
He cannot defend himself. He cannot defend himself. This is the type of people that betrayed you. He came by name during the Biafra war. Look at him. He cannot defend himself. He cannot stand and answer the question you are about to answer him. And when he called people animal, when he called people monkey and bamboos, people begin to get annoyed. Why are you getting annoyed? He cannot reason. He cannot think. He cannot stand. You know, there's no stand. There's no reason. It's a senseless somebody. This can't be put in. You send us his number. We look at him wherever he is because we are too close to him. We are very close to him here. We locate him wherever he is and with him. Because it's an animal. He don't deserve to live in the family. And because the worst and the highest weapon we can have, you have already have it. This is the media. The whole world are listening. And you are educating the whole world. If you will have this kind of media during the Biafra war, you could have won that war. And the idiot is not even thinking. The idiot is not talking. The idiot is not cannot reason. So what I want to know, you are talking of nuclear weapon this morning. What you are doing now is more than nuclear weapon. The greatest weapon in this earth is in this media. And I thank God you will have it now. And somebody like you is moving ahead with it. And that bastard, that idiot, that homeless person, that without regard, without home, without belonging anywhere, is making a covert statement this morning. God will definitely punish you whenever he gets and whenever he's going. Anybody that stands to betray their family somewhere around, I think the person is we are going to eliminate him and family. Anything about him, we wipe him away from this planet. foolish people, animals, black people, children to themselves. They don't even know what they are. They don't know what their problem is. Igbo man for that. I don't think. See, we have to either get that guy know what I really is an Igbo man. I don't think that guy is an Igbo
man. He's not.
He may pass an Igbo. He may pass an Igbo name, but he's not an Igbo man.
Yeah, of course he's not.
Useless element. Useless human being, useless element. So, therefore, my director, there's something I want to point out this morning.
Go ahead.
So there's a paper, there's one book I read when I was in Kano. But I'm still going back to Kano in a short time and to come back, to come down.
Please, move away from where you are. There are children where you are and they are playing. You allow them to play. They're on holidays. Move away from them, please. Move away from them and speak. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, next step. There is this man written them by... So James by name. There's a book he wrote, and I read that name. I'm one of those people that read that book. So when the guy was writing that, I think that time Wazmike was powering his Mossop tricks and whatever. And the guy said that Igbo should wash out in the Wazmike. That Wazmike will come and flourish. He's not the main person to lead us to death, and that there was force that coming after Wazmike, and that force will lead death to promised land. So, and I begin to see that force right now. And that's why I don't joke with anything like that. And I research in Kano, and I keep going back to Kano to come home finally. And I believe that God grace. Forget whatever people are saying. You may be seeing some encounter, bad elements, useless animals, give death to outside people in this land. There are many of them, even in that outside there, behaving like animals. So, thank you, Director, and have a wonderful day. God Almighty and the two of them will continue to protect and guide you wherever you go. They will not see you. Somebody was asking you the other day, where are you, that you cannot sustain. What do you want to hear from? Why do you want to hear you? Is he not hearing you? Is he hearing you? He call you, he pick his call. Why do you want to see you? Betrayers. Enemies of progress. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There are animals. So, when there was a tree, you were a monkey before being fathered out by an Hausa Fulani man turns you into Kura. Hyena. You are even lower than a monkey and a baboon. You are a scavenger. Some of you idiots, someone on your bar. You pick up the phone and you begin to talk rubbish without even the benefit. In fact, why should I expect you to even reason? Are you not from Africa and black? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning, my director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm from Owerri. My name is Obin Dunachi Nianacho.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my director, honestly, I want to appreciate and thank God for what you have been doing. And honestly, you are not the Moses. The Moses of our time was this one that called himself Wazirike. You are not the Joshua that is taking us to our promised land.
If Wazirike is Moses, what is Ojukwu?
Sir?
If Wazirike is Moses, what is Ojukwu that gave you the name Biafra, pointed it to where Biafra is? Who is
okay,
he?
Sorry.
How can a criminal and a kidnapper, how can a thief and a murderer, how can somebody who went to Hausa Fulani and sold Biafra, how can you mention the idiot's name and then you say he's Moses? Do you know who Moses
is? I'm sorry. What I mean is that he deceived us. What I mean, I'm sorry to have used the word Moses. I'm sorry for that. Sorry, sir. What I mean is that he deceived people, and the people are still up to today. The other day, I went to Onisha. On my way coming back at hour or what, I saw some people that call themselves Mazop. They have one signpost here. They say this is our mama Mazop was their office. So I was looking at them. In fact, I was so angry to squeeze them and drink their blood. Only that I didn't know what else to do.
Don't blame them. Blame their mother that gave birth to them. The original people in Masop, they have left Wazirike. They are the ones at Okwe right now. They are the original people that understand that this is freedom fighting. Then Wazidike went out. Fokato mwa aburo nine. Ema ago on ya go on. Mekoro ndiyo shi na ndi aburo ebe nine. Ndi a ndi a wosa to lime ha. Every vagabond he can find on the street. Because they gave him money from Ugwa Wosa to come here to destroy what we are doing. When Moses went up to go and get the Ten Commandments, there were some people who were busy molding and worshipping idol. They said they waited for Moses. Moses didn't come down. And they started to worship idol. And Chukwuabiam sang that generation. Everybody, if your son, your uncle, your brother is playing a Wazirike, that person is risking their life. I'm telling them now, everything I say comes to pass. If you are following a Wazirike, you will die. And nobody will ask after you. Nobody, where can you tell again? If you know you're following that criminal, that rogue, that hotel builder who thinks that Biafra is something to make money with, you are backing up the wrong tree. Leave Owasurike. He's going to die miserably and disgracefully. Leave Owasurike, or else you will die with him. We are saying it now. Do not want to listen.
Please go ahead.
Hello, my director.
Yes, honestly, this person that called him, that called himself Carlo, that called from Isenum Port or what? I was lecturing some young youth. I was telling them about this so-called zoo. I've been telling people, how can you be saying that you are one Nigerian? If there is a conflict in Yoruba land, Igbos will be killed. Hausa man will go free. A Ghana man will go free. A Cameroon man will go free. If something happens in the zoo north, the same people will go free. It's only you that you say that you are Igbo and you are claiming to be one Nigeria. In fact, whenever we are starting, some sanitation will have to be done. Some people that call themselves Igbos, that in that fact, it's true. Because I wonder how any Igbo man that says that will be saying, calling himself, claiming that he is one Nigeria. Now, own Nigeria, and never again is he coming back to any other place. South itself won't even taste of it, not talk of Igbo and the stupid people here that call themselves Igbo people. My director, I won't go to continue to strengthen you. I know that we are still marching forward. Bible says, "Gifts of flesh shall never prevail." Those idiots, they are gifts of flesh. No, the people that are with you are much more greater than people that are against you. People that are against, they are idiots and they are hoodlums. They are criminals because they are getting one thing or the other from the zoo called Nigeria. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much and well spoken. If you are not here, you're a hoodlum. As simple as that. Unyushikewo. Local Aburu. Nesugari Unyushi in chief. Wazirike is a thief and a criminal. And he will die disgracefully, mark my words, somewhere. You will see what will happen to him. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Uzo Chiku. I'm the one that called yesterday. He said you will call me back.
Uzo Chiku, what is... I don't... if I can't... If Uzo I have Chukwu to... No, from where? From no, where?
From Abba. From Abba. My
yes.
Director, see, I want to chip in something based on that. That is your that called last. I can suggest that I can suggest that whenever someone calls, it's very, very necessary for you to know the age limit of that person. Okay, so it's not looking at if all these students that just passed out from secondary school just got to pick up their father's or their mother's phone and start calling and look for whom to embarrass. Okay, so I suggest that whenever someone calls, you just ask the person, how old are you? For you to know, so that wherever the person is speaking, and
the line has gone off. It has gone off. It has gone off. Of course, there are children. Once their father looks away, everybody wants to call Radio Biafra. They pick up the phone and they begin to call. As long as you make sense, you're welcome here. If you talk rubbish, I will leave you to finish. When you finish, I ask you a simple question. That's only one question. I will not ask you two questions. Then you will go back, you ponder on how foolish
you have been. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line and see who is there. I presume that I have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening from here.
And good morning from Biafra land, please. And here is where? Where is here, please? The country you're in, please?
Yes, I'm calling from Malaysia. From Ebonyi State.
Obasi from Ebonyi State, from Malaysia. Please go ahead.
All right. Director, first I want to thank you for the good job you are doing. For this great commission that you have been carrying. It's not an easy commission, and I pray for Chukwu Abiyama to continue to guide and protect you. And I want to advise my fellow Biafrans all over the world that our director needs serious prayers from each and every one of us now. This is not the time for blames. Whether his actions or whatever make the good luck Jonathan to fail or what, that is not what is important now. What is important for each and every one of us now is to always go on our knees praying for Chukwu Abiyama to continue to protect our director, because the battle has just begun. And I believe that by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, we are going to merge and we shall definitely succeed. And my director, I also want to let you know that even if we don't merge this 2015,
we
must.
We must march this very year. We must commence our march this very year, 2015. Go ahead, please.
The prayer is for us to march this 2015. But I just want to assume that even if we do not march, that will not stop the movement of our struggling. That everybody should exercise patience, continuous with prayers. They should give you support. They should give you support in prayers, not by telling you, let us march this and that. Most of them that are telling you, let's march to them tomorrow, most of them has not even contributed anything. And then when we are strong to march, we will march and we must surely succeed. So, my director, I pray for Chukwu Abiyama to continue to guide you. Go on with your good effort, and nothing shall set you back, and no plans of the enemy can ever be against you, because the gate of hell can never prevail against the children of Chukwu Abiyama. So I pray, may Chukwu Abiyama continue to guide you, guide your family, guide the effort of our margin, so that when we emerge, we shall surely succeed. My director, this is my little contribution that I have to render this evening, and I pray may you continue with your effort, and may our ancestors, may Chukwu Abiyama continue to guide you and protect you in the name of Jesus.
Ise. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director. You see the sound that you call now? I'm sorry, the thing cut off on
the way. It went off, and you're very lucky to actually get us back, honestly speaking. Very, very lucky.
I'm a lucky boy now.
Go ahead.
My director, what I was saying, you said you call me down yesterday for me to tell what I wanted to tell you secretly, not online. But I'll be accepting your call that yesterday. You let her call me back.
I have too many meetings, too many people to call. There are even some people I need to call this morning to direct them to do something. I've not been able to do it. Too many work to do here. That is why I need Directorate of State to send me some people from the Directorate to come down here to work with me. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. There's no problem. But I'm still expecting your call, okay?
And I will. I will call you.
Okay, I'll be thinking about that, but two people are sharing the time. She just informed me so that you look into it. Okay.
Yes, please.
All right, take care, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you. I have a caller on Viber. I don't know how clean the line is. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, this is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clear and loudly.
Your name, please, and where you are.
Blessing. Let God bless you in Bandit in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
My name is Shim Adike from Aba, but I'm from Mbise.
Thank you.
Now, right now, I'm in Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sir, what I want to say in this effect is this. Now, this thing is short. Now, we're supposed to collect our oil and go for the water from any country at all. Who can support us? Let us move ahead, sir. As long as this is like this, let us move ahead.
We are.
We get on here. Let us take it and go and collect something for our, one of our country so that they will supply something for us, sir. Let's move ahead, sir. It's my opinion.
Thank you. Amen. And you have spoken very, very, very emotional. I understand where he's coming from. And it's an area we have looked into and have explored immensely. Every option is on the table for us to help procure equipment to defend ourselves from the terrorist and his people. This is, by terrorist, I mean Buhari. He's a terrorist. Some of you don't know, so I will keep reminding you that he's a terrorist. Buhari, did you or did you not say that an attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North? So, since you say you will destroy Boko Haram within 2 months, are you now attacking the North? Where you come from? And because you can never, ever, ever, ever attack your own people. Will you? The answer is no. That is why you are a charade and will remain a terrorist. When I say the terrorist, I am referring to the zoo president, to the person that Hausa people and Yoruba conspired to elect into office. The people that Atahiru Jega rigged elections for, we are 4-year-olds, we are voting, people without shame. Black people from Africa. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
My name is Chinedu Ogunnaya.
Chinedu, where are you calling from?
I want to thank you so much for your effort. And my contribution is to Ebola. I will speak it in Ebola. It says, Educate is a major rebellion. Continue to do what you are doing. God will help you and immerse you greatly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. That's an uncle, Banega, and Berry Mary. I will leave it for now. That will be for Sunday preaching. Because Chukwu Abiyama only is God. But we'll debate it some other time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I am Obin Naki. I bounce back again.
Yes.
From Owerri.
Yes, please.
Yes, I want to say something again. You know, people do not understand what that happened. I am so happy that Goodluck Ebele Jonathan lost the election. Because this man, so-called himself, that called himself Waziri Keda, have been using a federal plate number.
Hold on. Do you say Waziri Keda is using federal government of Nigeria plate number?
Yes, sir. He's using FG, federal government plate number.
Chineke, man.
You do not know.
No, Waziri I don't.
He's using federal government plate number.
But how about the one he's selling at Nsukka Masop plate number? He's not using it?
He goes to Abuja, he used the federal government plate number.
Chineke no nyebere. Hey.
And people do not know. That is why I'm so happy that Goodluck lost the election, because I tell people that a solution to your problem lies in your problem. For Goodluck to have lost the election, Biafra cannot come, and Waziri himself is on the run, because if he surfaces, Buhari will kill him. And when he comes back to this place, we, the Biafras, he is a dead man. As I'm talking with you now, he is on the run, because the only big change here, na yuku apola. The oil block he was given, I got none here because he's a criminal. People should rise and understand and know where we are coming from and where we are going.
Are you Waziri uses federal government number of Nigeria. Federal government of Nigeria plate number.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was the reason why he. That was the reason why he told the Mazor people that they're going to rally against the INEC chairman Jega, so that his Nnayukwu ga adachi Onoche ka o continue na eri ndị ama ihe eri ha mugu. People are dying. Ndị Mazor people akpọrọ ha ga gbagbusha ha. People do not want to reason with us and understand where we are going and understand our plight. A simple thing that only Boko Haram near no going out and Nama should understand and know where we are, what we are doing, and what we are going to. The man needs to have it. And I had the effect because Ebunyanishi are lower because for now I have not identified with family in the world, but I've reached out and identified. I've been telling people, I've been lecturing people, even in my business, people are not putting their friends here. Yeah, that is my name. People should understand what we are doing. Come and join us. I told some young men last night that the only solution we have now is for you to identify with Biafra.
I don't know if we've lost him. I don't believe this. I never knew, you know. I didn't know that this man is writing about freedom. I can't go into Igbo na freedom fight. Never knew women freedom fight. You're an Igbo man. It's like giving yam to a goat to look after. Vagabonds and criminals. That is why you think every other person is a thief like you. Freedom fighter with the plate number of the country killing his people. The plate number of those that shot dead Masop members who are in mortuaries. The plate number of the country that imprisoned your people without trial. The plate number of the country that killed us and dumped us in Ezu River. Ndi beri benewa hakonuche. Ndi awin diwo. Anybody in Masop following your Wasurike, you are not an Igbo person. I bet you the bottom dollar. You know I myself is a bastard because nobody with common sense can follow Wasurike. Federal government number, plate number. I thought you people were stupid. You are even worse than stupid. God forbid bad thing. I need a picture of his plate number. If you have his picture of his plate number, I want to have it. To show Igbo people who they are. Hypocrites! As Jimmy Cliff will say, all of you hypocrites. We are not hypocrites here. In the public. Nobody has anything to say against me anymore because you have your transmitter now. I need to election here. Do you know what I have done? Say it in the public. Chukwa Biama must be praised because only him is God and not man. If men were God, my goodness me. Imagine. Federal plate number ko wasuri ko nyoshi fajuna jina apagari. Federal gov... Kai! No wonder Jonathan... Do you know Jonathan failed because of Biafra? You know that? Because if Jonathan were to be there, Agane Zumushi, Wasurike will be kidnapping, increasing his criminal empire. My goodness. No, he has gone to come to felicitate with Buhari. He will come now and tell Buhari, if you understand the logic very well, I am using Biafra to keep them down. I'm using Biafra to confuse them. I am the chief kidnapper. I commit all these crimes. Don't worry, with me around. Buhari may say yes to him and renew his papers, his federal government plate number. Somebody who is asking for the separation or for the division of Nigeria is carrying a Nigerian plate number. Chineke na menu na bere. Sometimes Igbo people wondering why things don't move well for them. Unu di oru ala. You see evil and you keep quiet. Unu huchi hojo. Unu putidi hojo. I told Wasurike, I will expose you. By the time I finish with you, you regret the day you were born. It's called slow death. Annihilation. Igane kume, you'll be swallowed. I told him that. Only Jokwandi billion do you with APC? What we did to them? Ask them what became of them. Then you will understand that here when we fight to the finish. And in the end, we win. We always win. I can tell you that. Ndiyoshi. Ndiyibo.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Isobong Akban from Akwaibom State.
Sorry, what is your name?
My name is Akban. Akban Udo,
sir. Akban from Akwaibom. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. Sir, I just want to thank you for your good work you have been doing so far. Sir, I called you last time when you was in London. And you say when you came back to Nigeria, you will see me, sir. I just want to remind you about that.
Where are you now? Are you not in Aba, as we said?
I'm in Aba, sir.
Then that is your command. You stay in Aba and wait for me. If I stay somewhere, you stay. Even if it's 1, 2, 3 years, if I stay in Aba, up and you stay in Aba and wait for me, I will see you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And then in a few minutes time, somebody will call us and ask us about people from Akwa Ibom. They are under our command. I can tell you that. Both those serving in the army. I said, this army of Biafra is huge. When we start our march, then you know how big we are. Mad people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I thought I had a caller on the phone for the last time. Can you hear me? Exactly. It could be the network. We have to give them the benefit of the doubt. I have meetings to attend today, please, so you must forgive me. I will end this program at exactly 11 o'clock. Too many things to do here. Please, you must forgive me. The Directorate of State, I need one Onenyi back to this place. And I am making a public appeal to Anne one Onenyi, the wife of Ikenna one Onenyi, to leave him to please come back because we have work to do. He's in Los Angeles and our overall continental rep of North, South America and Australia. A super coordinator extraordinaire. They don't come better than one on any when it comes to organizing people. I need him back here if you want Biafra to come. Uno pota one on any eba. Very important. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from China. My name is Echezona.
Echezona from China. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, sir. I thank you for the good job you're doing, sir.
Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Turn your system down. You know the protocol. I have been to China to preach this gospel. You turn your system down. Turn it down and then speak to me over the phone.
I have done that. Yeah, I have done that.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I thank God for the protection he has given to you and the Biafras.
Thank you. Hello? Yes, repeat what you said because the line was breaking.
Hello, sir. Yeah, I can hear you.
Your line is breaking. That is the problem we have. Your line is breaking. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And even heaven is also listening. And our lines are open. Our lines are open for your calls. If you call us, we'll take your call. Our dear brother from China, please endeavor to call us back. Call us back from China. We are in Taiwan. We are in Hong Kong, in Macau. We are in Thailand. We are in Indonesia. We are in Malaysia. Biafrans are in Singapore. Oh, my goodness me. Rue Ebenino Wasotru, we are there. Imagine when we bring that might to bear on the zoo. The zoo will be finished. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is...
Hello, Alpha. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm so much boiling here. Hearing that man that called you from Ompo or something.
Yes.
The man that was talking about
Carlo Udensi is his name, from Ompo, probably with an Awosa wife, Ndiara.
Yes,
that
man is a vagabond. And the man is a buffoon. He's a nobody. He doesn't know what you are doing. Those people that are pregnanted by Awosa men, I don't know why they are reasoning somehow. Director, what you are doing the right thing. Whoever that is saying that you're not doing the right, the person is a liar. And they have failed. They have all failed. Director, we are solidly behind you. What you are doing is the right thing. Keep on doing it. Director, I have something to ask. I want to ask Obama a question. Director, Obama and his co, whatever they call themselves, they say that they want everybody to have equal rights. At the same time, they don't want to give us our rights. What is his problem? What are their problems, sir? That is what I want to know. Is it only to introduce a gay marriage and legalize it? Is that the thing that you know he can do?
That is only Obama's achievement, is to say to women, you can marry your fellow women. Men can marry their fellow men, and people can marry dogs and animals. Obama, as a black president, is a disgrace, an abundant disgrace to black people. Obama is a disgrace to the core. There was no white president who introduced gay marriage. Only Obama did. Only Obama. They are telling us Obama allowed Arabs to revolt. Obama was the instigator of Arab Spring. But you come to black, darkened, wicked Africa. We need a revolution here. Obama is saying no. Why? Because you love Arab people more than you love your... I don't know. That I when I tell people something, they don't want to believe me. There is something wrong with black people in this UG. There is something wrong. There is a burden. There is a yoke, which this radio station, through the activities of IPOB, will break by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, not that of man. Thank you very much. Don't ask Obama questions, because he will not answer. He will not understand you. Obama is a black man. If I'm an American, I will not vote for any black person in my life. Obama is a disgrace. Obama is a total, total, hopeless disgrace to black people. And I saw to black people. Yes. Complete and utter shambolic disgrace, Obama is. People think you do politics based on sentiment. You are insane. You are mad. If it were black people in America, it would be as ugly as Africa. White people built America, not black people. Black people, we are slaves working in the farm. The organization is what matters. Who organized America? White Europeans. Ndiara. Mad people. White Europeans, we are in South Africa. What was happening? Everything was going very well. Apartheid is bad. That is true. And we hated apartheid. Now apartheid is gone. They have given it to black people. There is power failure in South Africa. Under black, NDCOG, black people. Wicked souls. Devilish, wicked people of the world. NDCOG from Africa. Wicked individuals. You come and you take little children. Not your own. Children under the age of 18. You take them to Europe to become prostitutes for you. So you can be a madam in Benin and be driving a car. Do you see how evil you people are? How satanic you people are? The same Ashawo madam will go to church and do thanksgiving at a Pentecostal church with Pentecostal pastor Nana Yego. Sow your tithe and sow your seed. And there are one mad people. I don't know why I came here. I don't know why Chukwu Abiyama sent me to Africa, but I'm telling you, I don't like this place. The level of ignorance here is astonishing. I cannot imagine. You are looking at a human being. A human being in a kume. You saw little children voting, age of 7, 8, 9, 10.
The electoral law says this is fraud and it's rigging. Yet you stand up and say it is free and fair election. God forbid. That is why when I pray, I say to Chukwu Abiama, why are you suffering me? Kehi natarama ahoho. Why this punishment? Surrounded by people who cannot reason. What type of punishment is this? I ask Chukwu Abiama. Kehi natarama ahoho. Why are you punishing me? You brought me to Africa so that I can face idiots every day? It's not fair. It is not fair. Chukwu Abiama is not fair. Godi Ahumudi Yankabigon. This punishment is too much. People who cannot reason, then how can you be developed? How can we be developed? How? Just tell me. You cannot reason. A terrorist is a president. People went out to vote for somebody who is a terrorist. A terrorist. God forbid, bad thing. I have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Good afternoon, sir, or good morning here in China. I'm from Imo State. I'm calling you from China.
Where in Imo State do you come from?
I come from Akata, Inuru local government.
Thank you. Go ahead.
There was a time you mentioned Cyprian Ekwensu. I don't know if it's Cyprian Ekwensu from my Akata, from Akata.
I don't know. Is he a writer? Did he write as he goes to school? Hello?
No. I don't think
the one I'm talking about.
It's not that one. Okay.
The one I'm talking about went to Government College Omuahere, the same school that Chinua Achebe went to, the same school that I went to.
Yes.
Is a writer, the author of Eze Goes to School.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. These lines are bad.
Okay. I must commend you for the job you're doing. You're doing great. And another thing is, thank God for His protection upon your life and upon the Biafran citizens. We all here are doing great jobs. I am a member of IPO here in China. By the grace of God, I'm mobilizing people. I am doing the best I can to see that people are joining, even in the warehouse where I'm working. I mount a very big speaker in that warehouse. The warehouse is too large that, at least in Lagos Island, we are second in shipping company there. One thing I want to ask you, sir. I have a question to ask you. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. Go ahead and ask your question. Go ahead.
Yeah. The question is, did Jonathan still have power to declare Biafra as he has 2 months to go? Did he still have power to do that?
There is a saying where I come from.
Another thing is,
hold on, let me answer you. Asina Madhe Abagambawo Mdo Uluzi Okuwongu. Jonathan did not build second Niger Bridge. Is it to declare Biafra he will? I don't speculate on things that are impossible to accomplish. I don't believe in blind speculation. Jonathan will never declare Biafra because he's a coward to the call. Go ahead, please.
Okay. And I have a message for Niger Delta people. Now, Al-Saman is the president of the zoo. Then Yoruba is the vice president. Then the question is, what are they and what are we, the Igbo people?
You are slaves.
Is it not obvious that they have already made it clear that there are some people that are called to be a slave in so-called Nigeria? We are the slave in Nigeria.
Of course you are.
We are not born to rule. So what they should do is to
you know, to come together with us as one, then in order to defeat Yoruba and Hausa people, they have seen everything clear.
We have lost him. We have lost him, evidently so. The time now is 10 minutes past 11. I have some very serious meetings to attend, and I must attend to them right now, this very minute. Therefore, if you have listened to us this morning, this very truncated, jaundiced edition of Radio Breakfast Presentation, which did not, of course, take away its call. I've learned something this morning. If Arjuna is traveling about with... I told you, if Arjuna, but I don't know, I was an Enugu. I told you the man is evil. I told you Wazirike is a rogue. He is driving about with federal government plate number. You that is driving Keke Napep, saying you're a Biafran MASOP member. Do you see what your guy is doing? Mad people. Biafra is our religion. And now you see the reason why. Eziokwu truth. Eziokwu kaigana gbasaba. The truth, the gospel, this very gospel we must preach from this platform. Truth and honesty. Consistency is the key. I have seen some people who, out of fear and cowardice, have taken down their profile picture on Facebook. It is no longer we are not going to vote. We don't need such people in this struggle. We don't need them. I hate people who are not resilient, who are not resolute. If you know you're my friend on Facebook and you have changed your profile picture from yourself, from the banner we had before of no vote to yourself, you remove yourself, I'll delete you and block you completely. I hate cowards and idiots around me. You didn't last long. We said March and April. On April, we tell you when to bring back your pictures. If at all you follow command. It will remain there until we have fulfilled everything we said we are going to do. Oh, for the moon, when you go to war, you lose the first battle, you run away. Cowards, I don't need them around me. If you know that your picture is not that of the very banner we made, you get away from my friends list. I will block you completely. Ndiara and cowards. I can't stand them. Biafra is our religion here on Radio. Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. Until this evening, from me, from here, this very morning, it is simply good morning.
We shall always reach.